95 WRJM LP Coleman.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the words. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
You're listening to Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. It's now time for This Week Live, a public affairs program which airs each Monday from 4 until 6. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinion of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station. And now, here are your hosts for This Week Live, Melissa Sylvie and Jay Fuller.
Feeding. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
I don't know about you, but I'm not really afraid of Americans.
So I guess today I'm afraid of British.
You were just telling me about that. That's kind of scary. So hello, everybody. Welcome to This Week Live. We would call this the Iron Bowl edition, but that was last week. So we'll just talk about the Iron Bowl since we were fortunate enough to be there.
Fun, roll tide.
Well, fun for you, maybe.
Roll tide.
So, welcome to December. Welcome to Christmas season. It's 70 degrees outside. People walking around in their swim trunks.
Speaking of Christmas season, somebody has to apologize for something. Someone didn't fit their Christmas music very well.
Heard a little boo-boo today. It's already been fixed.
A little boo-boo.
Okay, it's a big boo-boo.
Yeah, it's been deleted.
Yeah.
So, apologize.
Sorry.
No, and mean it.
The guy from the FCC's outside.
I know, for real, right?
He would like to have a word with you.
Somebody is getting FCC fines for Christmas.
Hmm. So,
Iron Bowl.
Assuming that I were a betting man and I had bet on the Iron Bowl, would I have made enough money from the game to pay my FCC fines?
It depends on how much you bet.
Doesn't betting.
So what was the spread? The spread was like 7 points, Alabama.
I am not a betting man, so I don't really know how that works. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But if I were, well, you pretty much have to guess the right score, right?
No. You just have to. It's like you say you bet on Alabama to win, and there are odds that the bet makers make. Since Alabama was expected to win, then they give them a margin of win. So
I listened to Sports Talk Live last week. I heard the Alabama fan bet on Auburn.
The Alabama bet, since they were expected to win, then comes into the margin of win. So it's like +3, +5, +7. And I can't remember exactly, but I believe it was Alabama +7 to win, which means if Alabama had won by 3 points and you'd bet on Alabama, you would have lost.
So it's not like, you know, I'm going to guess it's 33-36 or anything like that. That would be like a 3-point spread, I guess.
Right.
But if I had bet 33-36 and then the number came out like 55-30.
You don't have to bet by the score. You're missing the point. It's not the score, it's the spread.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time I missed the point, so.
Exactly. So I think Alabama beat the spread with the 11-point win.
Slightly, yeah.
And so Roll Tide.
Googling revealed to me, now you don't even have to Google it, I think everyone's talking about it. This is, I believe they said, the highest scoring Iron Bowl ever.
The highest scoring Iron Bowl ever. The highest yard total ever. Amari Cooper had the highest yard reception ever. Just a whole bunch of records broken at this Iron Bowl.
That was a really good sip of liquid gold there, that really expensive drink from that really expensive restaurant. We'll get to that later. I knew I would get that look from you. Why are you going off subject? Because I want to rant about that too.
So you wanted to rant about the Iron Bowl, and then you go off on another subject.
Ranting about my liquid gold.
Rant away.
Auburn dominated the first three quarters of that Iron Bowl, Melissa.
I wouldn't say dominated
I would say dominated.
Because I guess you don't remember the first two touchdowns for Alabama. So, speechless? Speechless?
I was there.
I remember when you looked at me and you said, who's going to score first? And I said, Alabama. And Auburn caught the ball first, but then they fumbled it, and then Alabama scored. So, yeah, I was right about that.
I think Coach Sweatervest had it down pat. He had it figured out. Auburn was going to win this Iron Bowl with field goals. That's something that Alabama just can't do.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and it's still not true. No matter how many times you say it, Auburn didn't win on field goals.
I just figured coming into the game, you know, Coach Sweatervest is like, yep, we got this handled. Alabama can't kick a field goal, so we'll just kick field goals. And then when we'll have a game like we had last year, it rides on a field goal, we'll just win on field goals.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
That worked great till about the end of the third quarter. You know, we were riding that shuttle bus over, and the driver was like, yep, the bus is going to be loading up at the end of the third quarter. So if you need to leave a little early, I think Auburn left a little early maybe at the end of the third quarter.
You say that, and you take away from the hard work and effort that the Alabama players put into that final quarter. Now, that's a finish there. That is how a team finishes.
Okay, I'll give them credit for that. Alabama
that's
showed up.
That's how a number one team finishes anyway.
I saw Nick's speech. I actually looked it up on the TiVo last night. I saw his speech going into halftime. Nick not too happy there going into halftime. And I ain't referring to Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall was pretty happy going into halftime. Actually, he wasn't, because those touchdown passes should have been caught. Now, that player, I forget his name, but he had been injured and had just returned to play, one of the wide receivers for Auburn. Is that correct?
Williams? Maybe. I think Williams.
I think he had been out on injuries for two games and still was potentially injured, and, you know, maybe he should have caught him and he didn't. One of them was, I think, just a bad pass. I haven't rewatched the whole game yet.
I have.
But,
Yeah, and you want to talk about the complete pass that was an incomplete pass that totally turned the tide of the game?
No, I'm still kind of
unintended.
I'm still kind of stuck on the field goals.
That one reception that should not have been a reception.
Hey, did you see all of those field goals that were actually good for Auburn?
Yeah, just.
I'm enjoying this too much.
You shouldn't be enjoying it because...
Since I've been depressed since Saturday.
Auburn lost by 11.
Not really depressed.
Should I remind you again?
No, you don't have to remind me. I was there.
Auburn lost.
I was sitting behind the Auburn fan in front of us. As all of the Auburn fans...
We're tired of being little brother! We're not little brother no more!
As all the Auburn fans began to leave at the end of the third quarter, and all of the Alabama fans were ribbing them. Okay, well, yeah, they began at the end of the third quarter, but progressively through the fourth quarter.
Through the, like, I would say 8 minutes. With eight minutes left in the fourth quarter was when the Auburn fans started to.
The little Auburn fan chick, you know, looked at the guy, the Alabama guy that was ribbing her, and she said, yeah, roll tide. We're like, yeah, concession.
Yeah, that's when you know you're lost.
That's when you know it's over. Well, I had already known it was over by that point. But.
So after the Auburn fan who was saying, we're not tired of being little brother. We're not little brother anymore. After he left and we finally noticed that he was gone, one of the guys over on the other side goes, it's okay. We still love you, little brother.
I'm anomalous. We are almost 10 minutes into the show, a little over 10 minutes into the show. We're not even a sports program, and yet we're still talking about the Iron Bowl 10 minutes.
Well, because you can't get past the field goals that didn't win the game.
It was such a good plan, though. Not really.
Anyway. I'm sure that was not Coach Sweaterfest's plan. I'm sure he did not stand on the sidelines halfway into the field and say, y'all have to score field goals. That's our plan for today. Field goals.
I think he said ahead of time, boys, you got three downs. Take a shot. If you don't make it in by the third down, the fourth down will be a field goal attempt. And that kind of annoyed me a little bit because
they do go for a fourth down on the
last play of the game, pretty much.
No, and didn't make it. Before the last drive, before their last drive, they went for it on fourth down.
As long as they were in the lead, they kept tacking on field goals. Yep.
And then their final touchdown, I think they did go for it on fourth down and made it.
Yeah, and then they got two more after that.
Yes.
With like 8 seconds left.
20.
Just not quite enough to win the game.
No. When you're down by 11 points.
I was happy to see Alabama actually showed up in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was their home stadium. So.
They were there the entire time. Did you miss the fumble reception and the touchdown, the first touchdown? Did you miss the Amari Cooper one drive, one play, 75 yards, 10 seconds off the clock?
No, I did not miss that. But let me tell you what I did miss. Now, you and I have been to many a game, two in that stadium?
Yes.
Now
we've been to two at Jordan-Hare and two at Alabama's, yeah.
There is a very distinctive thing that happens in that stadium, and you know this as well as I do. When the announcer tells the rest of the stadium that a first down has been accomplished, he goes, "First down, Alabama!" And then the entire stadium. There was a distinct lack of that until the fourth quarter. There were very few of those. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You apparently don't remember the first touchdown drive, the second touchdown drive, and the third touchdown drive. They were all in the first half.
I don't have the game stats in front of me. If you're more interested in hearing game stats, tune into Sports Talk Live tomorrow from 4 to 6. But I'm sticking by my story. There is a distinct lack of first downs in the first three quarters of the game.
Maybe you were just blocking it out.
Maybe I was, as I drank more liquid gold.
I was standing. I was cheering. Apparently, you were just blocking it out because I was cheering so loud beside you. And I still have the hoarse voice to prove it.
Yeah, you do. It is a little better today.
Yes.
I have to give kudos out to our good friend and Sports Talk Live host, Jason Spiegel. His wish of the entire sports season has been granted. The Auburn defensive coordinator was fired on Sunday. Can't imagine why.
I can.
I'm sure you can. You don't have to imagine. You were there.
Yeah. So didn't they, don't they have a tradition of firing coaches after the Iron Bowl?
Sports teams have a tradition of firing coaches at the end of the season.
That's true.
So, yeah, one kind of goes into the other. I guess we've got a few more minutes if people would like to chime in. I know everybody listening probably watched the game, so 256-737-9951, if you've got some things that you'd like to add to it. Do you have any more salt that you'd like to rub into my wound from the Iron Bowl?
I have plenty.
Oh, you do, huh?
But, you know, we'll discuss that later.
Oh, you're such a nice person.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take a break, or do you want to move on to something else?
I think it's break time. It's 4:16.
Well, we technically had a 4:20, but we can make this work. Next up on the items for talk points, for some reason I have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on my mind, but we're not going to be talking about that.
It was not a lovely day in the neighborhood in Ferguson.
No. Nor in Coleman today, apparently.
Why? What happened in Coleman?
You had a really bad day. You heard bad stuff on the radio.
I think we took care of that.
There were a couple of bad accidents around here. I don't think there are any deaths, though. There was a couple of overturned 18-wheelers. One 18-wheeler lost his brakes coming off the interstate, apparently.
Really?
Yep.
Which exit?
310, I believe. Not entirely sure. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to This Week Live on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
Hi, I'm Jay Fuller. You may remember hearing me on this frequency way back in the 90s when we were oldies, 95.5. Well, sooner or later, the good times and the great oldies went away, and WFMA started playing some good old country favorites. After a few years, though, that went away altogether. Well, now we're back, and we're the all-new Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We were granted a low-power FM license, and we're bringing a unique blend of music to Coleman for the very first time ever. Since launching the station back in April, we've had a tremendous response on our Facebook page. Search for Live 95 Coleman on Facebook, and you can join us there, too. We've also added several features like Sports Talk Live, which airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. with hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And we've added Friday Night Live, play-by-play, with hosts Tommy Warhurst and Jason Coretti. I also want to give a special thanks to the Baker family, Larry Baker, who first introduced me to radio back in the 90s, and Charles Baker and Baker Productions for the behind-the-scenes engineering here. We're not done yet. We'll become even more interactive with our listeners in the coming weeks, including giveaways from our Facebook page, as well as more local community involvement and the expansion of our music library, like it's not vast enough anyway. So thanks for listening to the all-new Live 95. Come check us out at www.live95coleman.com. Stream us on the TuneIn app if you can't get enough of the actual station. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the all-new Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM, Coleman's independent radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Cullman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
So one last time we'll mention, Amari Cooper was named the National Player of the Week. And I was trying to Google to see what the odds are that he will win the Heisman, but I believe if anybody deserves it, it's this kid. If you'd listen to his after-the-game interview, sounds like he's got his head on his shoulders right, knows what he's talking about. And he is obviously very talented wide receiver, and he's a junior this year, so I wonder if he'll go into the NFL early next year. My guess is probably. But good wishes his way. Amari Cooper was just absolutely fantastic in that game.
I'll agree with that. I mean, I kept hearing in the stadium everyone going, Coop. Yeah. Nick Marshall, Auburn, since I know you don't want to talk about them, although you're wearing an orange shirt today.
It's my Waller State shirt. I can't help it that Wallace has the same colors as Auburn.
Is he a senior, or is he going to be back next year?
And I believe that Nick Marshall is a senior.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
And I don't know, to be honest, I don't know if Nick Marshall or Blake Sims will go in the NFL draft, how high they will go, if they will go undrafted to a team. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But
so Blake Sims basically has one or two more games, championship games, and then he's... both Alabama and Auburn will have new quarterbacks next year.
I believe so, yes.
And Auburn, of course, will have a new defensive coordinator next year.
Yes.
Well, good for that. I went out and went shopping during the break and went ahead and bought the news. So now I'm going to bring you the news. Let's see what they're talking about.
Why don't
today,
we
Melissa?
Do that on the next break?
Yeah, let's go and do it now.
Let's go and do it on the next break.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. The National Labor Relations Board has upheld a ruling that Mercedes violated federal labor laws by stopping United Auto Workers Union supporters from handing out literature inside its plant in Tuscaloosa. A Bessemer couple's weekend outing turns deadly. Andrea Tice has the story.
A husband and wife are dead after their ATV crashes with an SUV in rural Greene County. Fred and Judith Smith of Bessemer were both ejected from the ATV when it collided with a Cadillac Escalade on Saturday afternoon. The Greene County coroner says they died at the scene. The driver of the SUV was not hurt.
A cold case Tuscaloosa murder has gotten several new tips since it was recently featured on television. Surveillance video of the April 2008 shooting of amateur boxer Ahmad Vaughn shows the 27-year-old man pumping gas when a gunman walks up, shoots him, then flees. Vaughn won the Alabama Golden Gloves Boxing Championship in 2006. This is the Alabama Radio Network. UAB students and fans continued a weekend show of support for continuing their football program with a demonstration this morning in front of the school's administration building in downtown Birmingham.
We want football! We want football!
Hundreds of students and fans also joined in a demonstration of support last night. Despite showing improvement on the field and in the stands, many UAB supporters are fearful the university's Board of Trustees, based in Tuscaloosa, are planning to close down the football program. An Alabama minister was back in court today fighting to keep his job after confessing he had sex with church members and did not tell them he has AIDS. A circuit judge says he'll rule within a week on whether the Reverend Juan McFarland can return to Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery or whether a temporary ban from the church will become permanent. It was 59 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery City bus. A celebration is scheduled for tonight at the city's historically black First Baptist Church. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In money news, it appears more people shopped on Small Business Saturday than last year, but they spent less money. A survey released by American Express and the National Federation of Independent Businesses says some 88 million people shopped at independent retailers, restaurants, and other small businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's up nearly 15% from last year. But the average shopper spent $162, down 11.5% from 2013. U.S. factories were slightly less busy in November as production and hiring slowed, though the level of activity remained strong. The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index slipped to 58.7 last month from 59 in October. October's figure matched a three-year high reached in August. After nearly a decade of legal wrangling, a billion-dollar class-action lawsuit over Apple's iPod music players heads to trial tomorrow in a California federal court. I'm Derek Scudder. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Well, those were some totally different numbers than I had recorded for the Black Friday and holiday shopping stuff. And I wanted to go ahead and cover that because I had a feeling that they may be covering some stories that maybe I had missed, and I did. I totally had overlooked the fact that UAB was trying to end football. I have read a lot about that, but it did not make my list. It has made my list now. And gosh, that was almost as bad as listening to like the first 48 on TV, wasn't it?
Yes.
So while we're still talking football, we'll talk about UAB a little bit. Basically, UAB and University of Alabama and University of Alabama and Huntsville, UAH, they are all basically controlled by the same board, is what I had read, because they're all divisions of University of Alabama. There are people on the board, that's like the 5 or 6 person board, that seems to have an unusually large amount of control over the school. There are people on that board who want to end football at UAB. And UAB, I don't remember how long they've been around in terms of a football program, a couple of years, I think. But this year, apparently they had a really good year and were actually bowl eligible this year for the first time. And then basically they've dropped the axe on the gauntlet already and said, that's it, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And the decision's been made. And I was actually looking at South Alabama's website last night because I'm a graduate of South Alabama, University of South in Mobile, who recently just got a football team over the last 3 or 4 years, and UAB was one of the teams that they play. And what's interesting was I was already looking at, you know, future schedules, and for 2015 and 2016, there were like 4 games already on the schedule, and 2 of them were UAB. So I thought that was kind of interesting now.
Well,
UAB,
that'll change.
Yep, UAB had also played Mississippi State this year, I believe. Did I read that right?
I don't know.
Okay. So I don't know if that, I mean, apparently it cost a lot of money to run a football program, but, you know, just look at University of Alabama, if you do it right, you can make a lot of money, too. That's all I got to say about that, Jimmy.
Right.
What's next on your list?
Were you going to talk about Ferguson, or are we going to skip that entirely?
No, that was next on my list. I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I didn't know if you had things that were more pressing than Ferguson. Not my favorite topic.
So, were Black Friday numbers down because of the Ferguson protests, or was that not even a reason?
That's what they may want you to believe. I'm not sure I believe that.
Well, apparently everybody was all excited about this holiday shopping season because gas prices are down, and they expected that to equate more spending on Christmas. And I, in my vast economic knowledge that I have, I say while rolling my eyes, said, yeah, I don't see that happening. And I guess so far I'm right. I don't believe that more money in the pocket from lower gas prices is going to go to more spending, because as we discussed earlier today, which I might be taking a little bit of air out of your argument is, although the retail stores and the restaurants and the grocery stores and all of that use the excuse of high gas prices to raise their prices on everything from milk to hamburgers, since gas prices have gone down, retail prices have not gone down. They have actually gone up.
Yeah, I think retailers are so happy that we have one or two more dollars in our pockets. They're like, hey, we can raise our prices again.
Right, and
I've got two culprits I'm going to come out and say right now. Subway used to be $5, now it's $6.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to mention the other one.
We are not going to get any advertising from them, but go ahead and complain.
Yeah. Had lunch at Five Guys today. And
still the best burger ever.
Yeah, but, you know, first thing they do is run their competition out of the market. Not that I ever really considered McDonald's competition, but
they didn't run them out of the market. McDonald's is building a brand spanking new building.
Well, we're talking, you know, backyard or whatever. You know, the other burger joint in town. Which,
right.
Full disclosure, I am a burger connoisseur. There are great places in town to get burgers. As a matter of fact, saw a nice picture on Facebook not long ago. Need to go check out the Downtown Grill. Hey, guys at the Downtown Grill, give us a call. You should advertise with us. Also, over at Sports Trivia, where do we do that at?
Rodney G's.
Rodney G's, that is a good burger.
And fun trivia night.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rodney G's, give us a call. You need to advertise with us.
So, my favorite burger, although I'm not big on burgers, I eat them occasionally. And recently, I've really strayed from burgers. If we go to a burger place, I'll choose something else. But I still believe that Five Guys is my favorite burger, but they got my very favorite thing in the world.
Yes, they did.
The
but we're paying for it.
Coke Freestyle machines, which you can find just about everywhere now. It's like dandelions in the front yard.
That burger price went up at least 40 cents over what it was just a month ago, and I think the drink price went up about 40 cents, too.
So, I mean, I would like
a burger
to know,
and a drink was almost 10 bucks.
I would like to know the excuse, because before it was gas prices.
People who own the places say, woohoo, consumers have one or two more dollars in their pocket because they don't have to buy expensive gas. Let's charge them a little more.
Well, it's...
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It doesn't make sense.
If you're a business owner, give us a call. I'd like to hear your side of it. 256-737-9951. Hey, y'all, we pay the bill on the phone. You might as well use it. 256-737-9951.
So, Black Friday down, Cyber Monday down.
Small Business Saturday, which I've never heard of.
Down.
No, they said it was up.
No, they said more people were shopping but spent less money.
Oh, okay. That is a note that I had.
The Dow down.
Yep, some people on the great talking heads on the great TV shows. Stores have basically shot themselves in the foot because it ain't Black Friday anymore. Now it's Thanksgiving Thursday. And, well, as a matter of fact, Black Friday might as well be an entire week. And hey, why don't we just have Black November? So they're spreading all of this out, which, you know, we've already complained about Christmas starting so early, you know, doing Christmas before Thanksgiving, et cetera.
Right, and it's a tradition. Black Friday is a tradition, and some families make this as much of the celebration of Thanksgiving as Thanksgiving actually is. Not that my family ever did. I believe, though, if my stepdad is listening, I would like to thank him for standing in line on Black Friday and getting my first Cabbage Patch doll.
Aww.
Yes, I do remember that.
I will mark that off your list. I could buy one off eBay for $2 now, probably.
Well, maybe, but it was definitely a big deal back then.
That's what I should do.
10.
I should make notes of all the little Christmas items that you've wanted over the years, and, you know, once that senior watch is 5 years old, go buy it for you for $2 off eBay.
But I want it now.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person. So statistical numbers. Some group by the name of ShopperTrak, I've never heard of them either, feel free to Google them, they reported that the sales were down over 7% over last year's numbers, but there were still 9.1 billion with a B, billion dollars in sales on Black Friday.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's down?
That's down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 4:36, so I'm going to take another quick break here on This Week Live. We'd like to hear from you.
You're not allowed to play the news again.
256. That's fine. 256-737-9951. Give us a call. Join the discussion. You're listening to This Week Live right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
So are we going to talk about anything serious today? Or?
Ferguson, up next. I'm going to pull up the stopwatch app on my phone. We'll give it about 2 minutes. Because it doesn't deserve 2 minutes, but yeah. Anyway. I'm not really afraid of Americans.
I'm afraid of the British.
No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend.
That story later.
I don't think we're supposed to talk through all of this.
I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you set the rules? I don't know.
Well, then play the liner.
The best songs from the best artists, like this. And this.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a room.
And this.
I am the rain.
You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Lenny Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM Coleman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Cullman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
.440. Welcome back to This Week Live. Jay Fuller alongside Melissa Selvey.
Greetings.
Give us a call. Join the conversation. 256-737-9951. If you've got something that you want to talk about that's not on our list, hey, bring it up. If you've got comments on the Iron Bowl, bring it up. Especially if there are comments that will enable Auburn to have a little more positive things. Haha. Anyway.
So, did you want to talk about Ferguson?
Yeah, sure.
The biggest thing about Ferguson, I didn't write anything down about Ferguson.
I did.
But Ferguson, from on my show perhaps, but I think.
Hang on, let me drink some more of this liquid gold here from the
freestyle machine. The biggest thing that irks me about the whole Ferguson deal. And, yes, I'm calling you out, Fergusonites. If you fall for this,
because I know they're all streaming right now.
You are stupid. Record it and put me on Facebook or wherever for
okay.
posterity.
There you go.
If you fall for the ISIS attempts to recruit you by them saying that the blacks stand united in Islam or whatever, if you then, are a Christian,
then you might be a redneck.
And you fall for the Muslims' attempt to pull you over to their side by saying that Islam sees no color. You are a big fool. Slavery is still legal in most Muslim countries, and that includes Africans being sold in Muslim countries. So, do not fall for this nonsense that ISIS is trying to feed you.
My points on Ferguson. This is going to be short and sweet. Let me just state the obvious, okay? A couple of good things to consider in relation to Ferguson. Number one, don't rob a store. Number two, if you're dumb enough to rob a store, don't break the window on a cop car and threaten the officer. Number three, if you survive robbing a store and you survive breaking the window on a cop car and threatening the officer, don't run from the officer if he tells you to stop. Number four, if you're stupid enough to run from the officer, don't turn around and charge the officer. And last but not least, in your lessons learned from Ferguson, if you happen to be stoned when you're doing all of these things, well, it might just improve your case for death by police.
Do you know all of these people who are saying, that can never happen, nobody could reach into a cop's car and take his gun and blah, blah, blah. Google the words David Smith, who was just killed by some maniac who took his gun, reached into his car, punched him in the face, took his gun, and shot him with it. And yes, I believe the perpetrator was black. Mm. So, if you believe that this could never happen, Google the words David Smith.
I'm going to add one more item to my list. And this one's personal and from the bottom of my heart, Melissa.
Oh.
From my point of view, having the Department of Justice investigate this in addition to the local trial or the local grand jury that has already been accomplished, that is a waste of my personally contributed tax dollars. I don't want them wasting my tax dollars that I work hard for on a stupid thing that, let me just remind everybody, the grand jury has already decided there's not enough evidence. And there were plenty of talking heads on TV backing me up. So don't use my tax dollars. Don't waste my tax dollars to continue this just craziness.
Well, you do know that the Democrats have an agenda.
Yeah.
Obama has an agenda and Holder has an agenda. And it has nothing to do with bringing the country together.
Well, don't waste my tax dollars on this. I hope I was not unclear.
Well, they are, and they will. Speaking of attorney generals, I have one little blurb written down here that I would like to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find it here. Blah, blah, blah. The attorney general appointee that Obama has picked out, forgot to type out her name, is an attorney in New York. And she brags about the $904 million in criminal and civil asset forfeitures her office has collected in 2013. So in 1 year, this, I believe she's an attorney in New York. I don't think she's the attorney general in New York. But let me Google her name real fast. She is, she's bragging that her office has got $904 million in asset forfeiture in 1 year.
So what does that mean, basically? That she's really a really good income earner, or she brings in a lot of money to the government?
Now, asset forfeiture is when cops pull you over
or take stuff from
and take stuff from you, basically. Mm. And they can say, there was one lady who was driving to Florida to purchase some land in Florida from New Jersey or somewhere or another. She's driving through, I believe, Georgia, and she was pulled over with a large amount of money. I believe it was like $100,000+. And since the cops believed that she might be purchasing drugs with that money, they took it.
Oh, that's nice. Well, did you hear what Chuck Schumer said over the weekend?
No, what was that?
He apparently, in a nice little press conference, told the entire listening audience, probably a fellow Democrats, that, quote, drumroll please, healthcare was a mistake.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Well, thank you, Democrat, for telling us what we knew 3 years ago. We appreciate that.
The constituency was much more interested on wage improvement and job improvement, that unemployment needed improvement. And, yeah, I mean, if you listen to some of the talking heads and follow some of the manipulated numbers, yeah, unemployment's doing better. I actually saw a special or some kind of chart on that last week with the reported unemployment number and then the unemployment number for the people who are no longer participating in the job workforce. And yeah, it was quite different. It's like 6% and 11.5%.
Right. If they were actually doing the unemployment numbers by the same way that they rated George Bush, the numbers would be 11%. And it's even higher for the black community. It's something like 14 or 15%. That's without them fudging the numbers. I'm sure it's more like 20% after they've fudged the numbers. But this lady's name is Loretta Lynch, not Loretta Lynn. And she is, let me see if I can find it.
I'm drinking some more of this really good liquid gold from the freestyle machine there at Five Guys. I think it was $2.79 for this 32 ounces of
gold. Well, you know, don't buy the 32 ounce one next time.
It lasts longer.
You can still refill it.
Not after I've left.
All right, I can't find her job title exactly.
It's okay. We're up against a break, so you have the break to look it up for.
Wait a minute. Well, it's only been 8 minutes since the last break.
We have 2 minutes to a break.
2 minutes to a break.
4:50, okay. Yep.
So Chuck Schumer said that voters didn't want Obamacare. Yeah, we already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you want to talk about in 2 minutes, or do you want to go and go to that?
I was going to tell everybody that if you would like to participate in this week live, we would love to hear from you, 256-737-9951. Give us a call. We'll put you on the air. We'll bring up some topics of good old conversation with you. We will hear your opinion, and we will either agree or disagree with you. It's just that simple. And I'll also add that you're listening to This Week Live on Live 95. So that means if you were just scrolling through the radio, and you know, we're not one of those other talk stations. We're right here in Coleman with Coleman people, and it's just coolness.
U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch for the Eastern District of New York. So her Eastern District of New York has taken in $904 million in asset forfeitures from American citizens who may or may not have committed crimes.
Oops.
Oops.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. The National Labor Relations Board has upheld a ruling that Mercedes violated federal labor laws by stopping United Auto Workers Union supporters from handing out literature inside its plant in Tuscaloosa. A Bessemer couple's weekend outing turns deadly. Andrea Tice has the story.
A husband and wife are dead after their ATV crashes with an SUV in rural Greene County. Fred and Judith Smith of Bessemer were both ejected from the ATV when it collided with a Cadillac Escalade on Saturday afternoon. The Greene County coroner says they died at the scene. The driver of the SUV was not hurt.
A cold case Tuscaloosa murder has gotten several new tips since it was recently featured on television. Surveillance video of the April 2008 shooting of amateur boxer Armand Vaughn shows the 27-year-old man pumping gas when a gunman walks up, shoots him, then flees. Vaughn won the Alabama Golden Gloves Boxing Championship in 2006. This is the Alabama Radio Network. UAB students and fans continued a weekend show of support for continuing their football program with a demonstration this morning in front of the school's administration building in downtown Birmingham.
We want football! We want football!
Hundreds of students and fans also joined in a demonstration of support last night. Despite showing improvement on the field and in the stands, many UAB supporters are fearful the university's Board of Trustees, based in Tuscaloosa, are planning to close down the football program. An Alabama minister was back in court today fighting to keep his job after confessing he had sex with church members and did not tell them he has AIDS. A circuit judge says he'll rule within a week on whether the Reverend Juan McFarland can return to Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery or whether a temporary ban from the church will become permanent. It was 59 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery City bus. A celebration is scheduled for tonight at the city's historically black First Baptist Church. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In money news, it appears more people shopped on Small Business Saturday than last year, but they spent less money. A survey released by American Express and the National Federation of Independent Businesses says some 88 million people shopped at independent retailers, restaurants, and other small businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's up nearly 15% from last year. But the average shopper spent $162, down 11.5% from 2013. U.S. factories were slightly less busy in November as production and hiring slowed, though the level of activity remained strong. The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index slipped to 58.7 last month from 59 in October. October's figure matched a three-year high reached in August. After nearly a decade of legal wrangling, a billion-dollar class-action lawsuit over Apple's iPod music players heads to trial tomorrow in a California federal court. I'm Derek Scudder. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love.
I can't hear it.
This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
we should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this,
my sweet for certain.
Hey,
we climb on to fire too.
And this,
my face up against you, hell up against you.
Then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Fuller. You might remember hearing me on this frequency way back in the 90s when we were oldies, 95.5. Well, sooner or later, the good times and the great oldies went away, and WFMA started playing some good old country favorites. After a few years, though, that went away altogether. Well, now we're back, and we're the all-new Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We were granted a low-power FM license, and we're bringing a unique blend of music to Coleman for the very first time ever. Since launching the station back in April, we've had a tremendous response on our Facebook page. Search for Live 95 Coleman on Facebook, and you can join us there, too. We've also added several features like Sports Talk Live, which airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. with hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And we've added Friday Night Live, play-by-play, with hosts Tommy Warhurst and Jason Coretti. I also want to give a special thanks to the Baker family, Larry Baker, who first introduced me to radio back in the 90s, and Charles Baker and Baker Productions for the behind-the-scenes engineering here. We're not done yet. We'll become even more interactive with our listeners in the coming weeks, including giveaways from our Facebook page, as well as more local community involvement and the expansion of our music library, like it's not vast enough anyway. So thanks for listening to the all-new Live 95. Come check us out at www.live95coleman.com. Stream us on the TuneIn app if you can't get enough of the actual station. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the all-new Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
The best songs. From the best artists, like this. And this. And this. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
4:57. Welcome back to This Week Live. Jay Fuller alongside Melissa Sylvie.
Hello.
Got a bit of breaking news happening across the county, kind of in line with what we were talking about earlier in the show with traffic. Over the weekend, I know there was a pretty good accident out there, at least in one location. A second accident reported where an 18-wheeler apparently lost its brakes coming on or off the interstate around 310.
Well, I thought you meant today, that because...
That was over the weekend.
Yes, I saw several ambulances as I was driving into the studio today, and yep. I assumed you were talking about that accident.
And what I was telling you about at the break was that accident. About an hour ago, a school bus carrying students from Fairview Elementary, Middle, and High School was involved in a traffic collision with another vehicle. Caused six students and two other people that were in the passenger vehicle to be transported to the hospital for evaluation.
Well, we hope everybody is fine.
Yeah, this happened in the 400 block of County Road 1658 out in Fairview. I can tell you I do quite a bit of work out in that area, and there are a lot of roads out there. Again, six students transported to the hospital for observations just to make sure they're okay. And there was another school bus showing up to take the other students and continue the route, but there was a passenger accident involving a school bus in the 400 block of County Road 1658 in the Fairview community. That was about an hour ago.
All right. So I remember we talked about the other day Russia's hacking into American services. Utilities, power supplies, that sort of thing.
I even talked about the electronic cigarettes and how they allegedly were, you know, malware and spyware, and I was laughing really hard at that and got home that night and researched it, and sure enough,
when you plug those daggum things in, it was infected computers. You plug them in to charge them on USB ports.
So cigarettes were manufactured with the virus.
In China, yep.
In China.
Isn't that smart?
So,
So go buy your Chinese goods today. Go right out there and buy them.
On the way here, I was listening to the radio.
No.
And one of the stories that came up was that North Korea had allegedly hacked into Sony Pictures because of the Sony Pictures movie, The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco, where they go to North Korea to interview Kim Jong-un, and the CIA tries to hire them to assassinate the emperor of North Korea.
Do you think maybe North Korea wasn't too happy about that movie?
No, they were not. They were like, they were saying that they were going to wage war on the U.S. and they were going to give us nuclear bombs and all kinds of stuff because of this movie. Well, now apparently we know that they have assembled a team of 3,000 hackers, including Chinese,
right,
to hack into our systems and destabilize our country. And I guess one of the ways they're going to do that is by attacking Sony Pictures and releasing The Interview before it's out in theaters. And let me tell you, I cannot wait for that movie. I don't normally like comedies, but just watching the trailer, I was laughing my head off. And if I can spend a little bit of money to make North Korea angry, yes, I will go do that.
You're going to come across the table and hit me in a minute, but I don't understand why you need the Chinese to hack the internet or crash the internet. All you need is Kim Kardashian's butt.
Yeah, that didn't happen. They thought it was going to happen. They wanted it to happen, but yeah, no, nobody cared.
I saw this little blurb.
It didn't even trend on Twitter.
Oh, I heard it did. A little blurb on TV over the weekend that during a certain period of the day she did that, you could not even load your Twitter feed without seeing that all day long.
Well, I was on Twitter, and I didn't even see it trending. I don't even remember it trending, so.
Well, we have already given that more time than even Ferguson was allocated, so, yeah.
But
moving right along.
From an IT perspective,
yes,
you seem to think that these hackers are really not going to do any harm to the U.S.
I think it's a lot of hype. I think Hollywood has invented a lot of hype and put that in our minds. Now, that is today. Now, 10 years from now, if we continue to connect things to the grid, we continue to connect every individual thing to the interwebs or the private interwebs or, you know, whatever. For example, a certain utility.
But they've already claimed that the Soviets have infiltrated the grid.
A certain utility that exists in a certain county, I know for a fact that the way they monitor their equipment is closed. You cannot get to it via the internet. It is a private network. That's what you do. That's how I would imagine about 90% of the networks are. I did not talk too much technobabble with the guy in the football stadium on Saturday, but he worked for Southern Company, which owns Alabama Power and which owns Georgia Power. And the way he was talking, they use a lot of the same type of equipment that the said utility that I just aforementioned uses. Again, closed network.
Yes, but they were talking. He said they were discussing creating their own open ISP. So they were discussing becoming an internet service provider.
He did. And, in fact, part of that is already an open network. Since we already disclosed he worked for Southern Company, which owns a portion of Alabama Power and Georgia Power, they have Southern Link, which has been around for quite a while. It's not a very large network, but you know, you could buy access to it. But again, from an IT standpoint, I mean, you can do things to physically separate and segment network segments to where there is security. But once you are actually physically connected, even if there are firewall rules in place, etc., your level of security drops. the best way to keep anyone and everyone out of your network, there's actually two best ways. The first thing you can do, which is, shall we say, 95% effective, is unplug the network cable. The second thing you can do that is absolutely 100% effective, unplug the power cord.
Right, but how do you know? I mean, how do you know if somebody's in your system or not?
You won't, in most cases.
So what was that TV show that we were watching when they were saying that their networks were 100% secure because they didn't connect to the internet, and then they had to take, like, a chainsaw and physically cut the wires?
Yeah, I remember that.
That, I mean, I don't think that, I know you're a tech expert. I know that
you're
not.
I think you were watching me roll my eyes when I took a chainsaw to cut the fiber optic cable.
But I am not as secure in the idea that we are not this close to being hacked.
I will tell you what you have to worry about, and it's not them coming in over the wire. Right now, we need to worry about that you're listening to Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman. Okay, got that out there. It's social engineering that you've got to be concerned with. You know, some guy, and you've seen this on Hollywood shows too, but you didn't take him very seriously, but, you know, the UPS guy shows up at the front door of so-and-so company that manages so-and-so whatever, and he just kind of walks his way in and weasels his way into the IT room and plugs in a flash drive or some nonsense. Today, I guess it would be a 4G LTE card. And then all of a sudden, you've got access that was artificially planted. You know, didn't have a network cable plugged in. It was a closed network, but now you just opened it up. Government installations are much the same way. They are generally closed networks, and if you try to go into a government installation, you cannot carry a flash drive in. They will not let you.
Thanks for telling the...
that kind of stuff.
Thanks for telling the terrorists how to do it. Now all the terrorists are going to be standing in line to get jobs at UPS.
Well, you know, UPS is hiring. It's that time of year.
They're hiring for the holidays, everybody. All you terrorists, go after it.
Yep.
Okay, well, there was a school shooting in West Virginia.
I heard.
Where one of my children goes to school at WVU.
Do what?
The shooting did not actually happen on the campus of WVU, but it did happen in Morgantown.
Like across town or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
At a few other schools, like an elementary school and a middle school. So, yeah, I'm thinking about that. I will definitely watch that story as it unfolds. But, yes, I am thinking about those of you in West Virginia. Be safe. Well, you know what? We do have on-demand, and we do have
that's correct.
Yep. Internet access to our program.
All very good.
And
points.
Our music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so another terrorist attack that I'd heard about today.
Is this terrorist attack day?
It is terrorist attack day. It is scare you to death day, and it is be afraid of the British today because apparently an attack on Heathrow Airport is imminent. 400 soldiers are patrolling the airport in camouflage with their automatic weapons.
I just have something to say. I watched news shows all day yesterday, and I didn't hear a word about this.
Well, maybe they don't care about the British, or maybe it just started today. But according to the Daily Mail, the troops will be present for weeks. One of the big reasons for the threat, the Prime Minister says, according to the Telegraph, these are both British-based newspapers, the Daily Mail and the Telegraph, are the citizens returning from fighting with ISIS. And didn't we talk about this a few weeks ago, how the FBI is tracking the citizens returning from fighting with ISIS overseas in Syria and Yemen and Iraq? And
yes, I do believe that crossed my mind.
So why are we letting them back in? If you know they're over there, if you are tracking them coming back from fighting with ISIS, why are you letting them return? British and American government,
Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't let him back.
I'm not looking at you. I'm actually looking at the door over there. Oh. Why are you letting them back in?
I'm not.
You have to justify this, and you know your citizens will be looking at you if this attack happens in Heathrow. Your citizens will be looking at you. Your citizens will be judging you. And your citizens will be demanding, why are you letting these people in your country? And also the FBI. I mean, we haven't heard anything about a threat being imminent in the United States, although we always have to worry about it. We always feel in the back of our minds that something might happen. Stop letting them back in. I don't care if they're citizens or not. Once they fight with an enemy faction, an enemy government, an enemy army, it is called treason.
Mm-hmm.
You are committing treason, and they used to hang people for that. So does our government not have any fill in the blank anymore? Do we not care what happens to our citizens at all? Is it just a free-for-all, let people go to other governments and fight? And yes, I'm talking about that one guy that Obama traded 5 ISIS generals for to come back here and not even be given a... what's the word I'm looking for?
I just saw that happen on Homeland on Showtime.
Yeah. So why not even given a trial? Not even tried? These people are going over to other countries and fighting for terrorists who are killing American soldiers and coming back scot-free. We are watching them. Hey, you know what? Don't let them back in. We don't have to let these people back in. We can hold them at Guantanamo Bay and charge them with treason, which is what they are doing.
Hey, you know what? When you get worked up, your voice is not as hoarse.
Huh, imagine that. Yes, this works me up. But you know what else? Okay, so the British cops are walking around carrying machine guns. I saw a picture in the Daily Mail. They don't even normally carry guns.
Hmm.
So what is one of these guys who don't even normally carry guns carrying machine guns?
If you'd like to join the discussion, 256-737-9951. We'll take your calls. Getting ready to talk about some local topics again. I was just noticing this announcement that was put up on the interwebs by the water department.
I'm not done.
Well, I know. I'm just interjecting for a moment. You took a breath. The City of Cullman Water Department will be repairing a leak on December the 4th. Today is the 1st, so that will be on Thursday. The water will be turned off at approximately 10:15 until 10:45 for a small area of town. This is 2nd Avenue Southwest between Short Street, not to be confused with Long Street, and Olive Street, not to be confused with Cucumber Street. If you have any questions, you can contact the water department at 775-7132. Now back to Melissa and her rant.
I think I'm going to have to call the Washington Post to fact check your last statement. I don't believe there is actually a Cucumber Street in Coleman.
Maybe not.
Somebody call Washington Post. We need to get that fact checked.
That's really cool that the guy who like totally blew open Watergate is still an analyst on, what is it, Meet the Press, Fox News Sunday, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So why can't
Bob Woodward?
Why can't he blow open some of the crises that are actually happening?
Because the news media today is not the news media of the 1970s. That's, yeah.
Well, I'm sure if the president that we have right now had an R beside of his name, the news media would be all over that. So, speaking of Democrat versus Republican president and how the media doesn't seem to care about that sort of thing. So, let's talk about the militarization of our police. I was talking about the weapons that the British police are carrying right now. They don't normally carry guns, but right now they're carrying machine guns because of this threat from ISIS. So let's talk about the militarization of our police departments. Obama is actually right now, he has signed, wait a minute, let me read what I've written here because I'm a much better writer than I am talking off the top of my head.
I was excited. I thought we had a call and he wanted to talk about the Iron Bowl. He thought it was Tuesday.
So did you give the guy the number and the hours and tell him to call back tomorrow?
Yeah, he's a regular caller of the sports program.
So after
256-737-9951 if you want to make our day.
After militarizing the police departments through the Pentagon, Justice Department, and Homeland Security, Obama is ordering a review of his own policies. I mean, Obama has been president for 6 years.
And apparently of his own cabinet, and apparently of everything associated with him.
Right. And he can't take responsibility for anything that has happened during the past 6 years. Now he wants an oversight committee on his own policies. After he's already handed out all of this military hardware to the police, I just have absolutely no words for the incompetence of this president. Now, this is from Salon, about as liberal as you can get. Police have received tens of thousands of machine guns, 200,000 ammunition magazines, thousands of pieces of camouflage and night vision equipment, and hundreds of silencers, armored cars, and aircraft. Why does a police officer need a silencer?
So he doesn't wake you up in the middle of the night.
When he kicks down your front door without a warrant.
Yeah.
Why do police departments need aircrafts? Why do police departments need armored cars? And I guess the liberals will say it's Bush's fault. When Obama has been president for 6 years now, people, 6 years. I mean, if he wants to change law so bad, like changing our immigration laws and changing healthcare laws and that sort of thing, why hasn't he changed this one if he's going to blame it on Bush? If he's going to blame this as a carryover from the Bush administration, why is he still doing it? Why are they still giving police departments military weapons? I guess giving it to the police is better than leaving it to fall into ISIS's hands in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Or just leaving it behind when we leave.
Leaving it behind to fall in the hands of ISIS. But, I mean, I don't know if it's that much better. But this is something else that the president has allowed. He's left all of this equipment over there, seeming that it would cost more to bring it back than it would to leave it. Because who's got it now? The terrorists. The terrorists have all of this equipment that we left behind, and they are using our own weapons against us. Now, was this something that the president planned? I mean, did he plan this to leave this equipment over there to get it into the terrorists' hands?
All I can say on that is I know, you know, when we left a helicopter over there and trying to take care of Osama bin Laden, we blew it up. Now, why couldn't we blow up? I guess it would just cost too much, wouldn't it?
It would cost too much to blow up the equipment.
Cost too much to blow up the stuff that we... Well, it's like that base. You and I were talking about that base in Afghanistan that was built. It took 3 years to, like, design and like,
billions
the parts,
of dollars.
And then another 3 years to build it, and they got it built just in time to pull out.
And then nobody will use it.
Never used.
It will never be used.
Yeah.
So do you want to keep going or do you want to take another short break?
It really frustrates me to pay in all this tax money and see all this waste.
So when you, all of those times,
speaking
that you
of which,
say the
you
government
and I,
doesn't affect you.
We are going to Decatur and Huntsville and we're going to borrow the taxpayers or the taxpayers reform committees who started those radio stations. We'll bring them down here for a special segment.
So all of those times that you say the government doesn't affect you, remember when you're writing that check April the 15th that the government does affect you.
It doesn't affect me in my day-to-day life. I will not let it.
So it doesn't affect you when you write your check to your
It does
insurance
affect me when I have to write those big checks. It's not the insurance agent. They go to the freaking IRS.
Well, Blue Cross.
I probably need that anyway. I'm kind of careless.
Yeah, but aren't you spending like $75 more a month now?
Yeah, I'd probably fall off a tower or something.
So you admit that the government does affect your life.
If it does, I don't like to sit here and think about it. How about that?
Maybe you should think about it.
You're listening to This Week Live on Live 95. Give us a call. Participate in the conversation. 256-737-9951. We'll be right back, right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. I really should make that gap go away.
Hi, I'm Jay Fuller. You may remember hearing me on this frequency way back in the 90s when we were oldies, 95.5. Well, sooner or later, the good times and the great oldies went away, and WFMA started playing some good old country favorites. After a few years, though, that went away altogether. Well, now we're back, and we're the all-new Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We were granted a low-power FM license, and we're bringing a unique blend of music to Coleman for the very first time ever. Since launching the station back in April, we've had a tremendous response on our Facebook page. Search for Live 95 Coleman on Facebook, and you can join us there, too. We've also added several features like Sports Talk Live, which airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. with hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And we've added Friday Night Live, play-by-play, with hosts Tommy Warhurst and Jason Coretti. I also want to give a special thanks to the Baker family, Larry Baker, who first introduced me to radio back in the 90s, and Charles Baker and Baker Productions for the behind-the-scenes engineering here. We're not done yet. We'll become even more interactive with our listeners in the coming weeks, including giveaways from our Facebook page, as well as more local community involvement and the expansion of our music library, like it's not vast enough anyway. So thanks for listening to the all-new Live 95. Come check us out at www.live95coleman.com. Stream us on the TuneIn app if you can't get enough of the actual station. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the all-new Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM Coleman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
Okay, people, so I fell asleep last night watching the Iron Bowl on my DVR, which was recorded, and I woke up before 6 o'clock.
Was it better for you the second and third time?
yeah, it was. Actually, no, it was better live and in person because, my goodness, that was fun. But I woke up at about 6 o'clock this morning to an HLN story. I don't know how I got from the Iron Bowl to HLN. But had to Google it for myself and look it up, and yes, it is a story. It's happening right now. We were talking about the equipment that was left in Iraq and Afghanistan and the billions of dollars that we spent over there to build buildings and et cetera. Well, how do you feel about the billions of dollars that we spent training the Iraqi army?
Not doing a whole lot of good.
No, it's not doing a whole lot of good because apparently one of the reasons ISIS has been free to do whatever they want in Iraq is good soldiers. According to CNN, there are 50,000...
My favorite news organization.
Right. I think I saw the story on Fox and a few other places, too. So I like to verify that this is actually a story and it's actually happening before I talk about it. But according to CNN, there are 50,000 soldiers there that are getting paid and not showing up.
Wow.
The Iraqi
government... I want that job. Can I go do that job?
The Iraqi government
is paying.
Sounds
kind of dangerous, actually.
And, well, not if you don't
show up. Not if you don't show up.
The Iraqi government is paying them. I don't know if it's with funds that we have provided them or not. Probably is, because we're still funding the Iraqi government.
With my tax dollars.
With your tax dollars. The commanders are taking payoffs from these soldiers and letting them do whatever they want. So the government is paying the Iraqi soldiers. The U.S. is paying the Iraqi government. The soldiers are paying their commanders, and they are not showing up for duty. The commanders are getting the money, saying that the soldiers are showing up. And there are 50,000 of them. Who knows they aren't fighting with ISIS? Who knows that these soldiers aren't getting paid from the government, giving their commanders a cut, and then turning around and fighting the government that's paying them in these terrorist cells? We don't know, because they, they're not showing up. Who knows they aren't fighting with ISIS? And let's not forget, the U.S. has spent billions of dollars to train these troops to protect their own people from exactly this sort of insurgency that they are probably fighting with right now. So we have paid to train these people to fight the insurgents, and now these people are probably, allegedly, from my point of view, I'm not saying that all 50,000 of them that are for sure doing this are fighting with ISIS, but how do we know that they're not? So we are basically training soldiers to fight against us.
Let me be devil's advocate for just a second, because you know I like to do that. If you were being trained to fight ISIS and you knew what ISIS was doing, would you show up for work?
If it was to protect my family from the people who are doing the beheading, yes, I would.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So, but, okay, ISIS is only fighting certain people. As long as you join them, they won't behead you. So I guess it's either fight against them or join them in the beheading.
Yeah.
And I guess these people, these 50,000 soldiers, have found a way to work both sides of the system.
And I was just kind of thinking that, because, I mean, I know the guy who keeps doing the beheadings, he's apparently British.
He is British. Yes, the guy who is doing the beheadings has a British accent. I believe they've actually identified him. And I think I talked about last week and ranted about the British father who has said he never wants to see his sons again because one of his sons was identified as carting out the Iraqi soldiers, like the 12 resistance fighters that was beheaded with the British guy. So, yes, and you know what? He'll probably be let back into the country because he's a British citizen.
Probably.
So, we have, and, okay, here's another one for you. It's 5:29, and my rant will be over maybe soon. I don't know.
You've got till 5:35, the next break.
I could keep ranting all day long because this stuff just makes me so angry.
Again, I didn't see any of this on the Sunday news shows yesterday.
I wonder why. Do they have an agenda, do you think?
I don't know.
The FBI is warning military members in the U.S. to remove any indication that they are in the military from their social media due to threats from ISIS.
I remember you were sharing this with me earlier today, and I was rather in shock because, you know, I didn't hear any of this on the news yesterday either.
Yes. Apparently, ISIS is planning attacks against the U.S. military inside the U.S., and the info is so credible that the FBI has gone on record to issue the warning. So is this more citizens that have came back from these places?
But, you know, I hate to say it, but none of us are paying any attention to this right now. I mean, we're all so focused on Ferguson. The news media is so focused on Ferguson. The world, well, okay, the United States is so focused on Ferguson. Besides you, are we really paying attention to anything else right now?
Well, I think that we should be, because while we're paying attention to other things, and also, I talked about earlier with Ferguson, ISIS is trying to recruit the people who are angry about Ferguson. Yeah. So we have more homegrown terrorists that we have to worry about. But, okay, now they're saying...
Newsflash. I'm browsing Facebook while you're talking, and apparently ABC News has reported ISIS threat, U.S. military warned about social media use.
So
somebody else has finally said something. So, why does this sound like I'm talking out of a barrel? Go ahead.
Okay, so we have all of these people who have gone over to Syria, who have gone over to Iraq, who have gone to terrorist camps in Yemen. They know their names. The FBI knows their names. The FBI is on record as saying there are warnings against the U.S. military in the U.S.
And now ABC News has to.
So how do you think they know about these threats? They are watching these people, these ISIS sympathizers, who have gone over to these other countries. They are watching them. So do you think maybe we should... Okay, I said that earlier. I'm going to say it again because it's...
I really wanted to play that song that we had on Halloween, you know, watching you, watching you. In a minute.
It is obviously a threat, people. The FBI has gone on record.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everybody. There are threats to the United States military. Okay, so if we flash back to in Canada when the terrorist attack happened and the Canadian...
I'd forgotten about that. That was like
Canadian
a month ago, wasn't it?
The Canadian Congress building.
Yeah.
The Canadian government told... issued the same warning to their military... Don't go out in your uniform. Take all of the mentions of you being in the military off of your social media. This is America, people. Canada, okay. You sang the American National Anthem, and it was beautiful. And I've watched it several times. It gives me chills. Thank you, Toronto, for singing the National Anthem when the microphones failed. The Canadians know the American National Anthem. I mean, it was beautiful. It was touching.
Our listeners may not know the backstory on that. You want to go over that?
But this is, we'll do it after the break. This is America. Our military should not be afraid of a threat on our soil. And if they know about the threat, why aren't they taking it out? My opinion.
Well, you mentioned our military, our soil. It's supposed to be a conflict of interest there. When you're on our soil, it's supposed to be National Guard.
Well, we're training them. Where do you think we're training them? where do you think all of these training, all this training goes on?
Who gives basic the National training. Guard their orders? Where does the National Guard be given their marching orders for which? For example, all right, let's go back to Boston. We know
West
Boston.
West Point is here. Basic training happens here. The military colleges happen here. There are all kinds of other branches of the military who get their training here. I would have been stationed at the language training school in Monterey. So there are all kinds of military bases here. There are all kinds of military stationed in the United States.
But normally the National Guard is reactive. I don't see them doing too much proactive. So who gives them their marching orders to protect said national country from said national threat? Be thinking about that. It's time for a break. We'll be back in just a moment right here.
Jay Nixon. From the
best artists. I hit the wrong thing. Like this. Okay. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute right here.
Jay Nixon, who had a hotline to Valerie Jarrett while Ferguson was going on and told the National Guard to stand down.
That was still reactive, though. It wasn't proactive.
Can you imagine?
Actually,
if they hadn't told
it should have been proactive because the governor's like, hey, let's bring the National Guard in and have them ready to go, and then
let's call them up and then not do anything with them.
Immediately, as soon as President Obama is like, hey, y'all, we need to be cool, and everyone started to riot, then they could not reach the National Guard. They got voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they basically let Ferguson burn.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The best songs from the best artists. Like this. And this. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a room. And this. I am the rain. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Lenny Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM Coleman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance agent.
This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
we should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this,
sweet for certain. Hey, we're climbing to fire too.
And this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
What happened? We went dark.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama,
and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
What happened is you have a unpaid board operator over here who is not being very professional. And pay me a little more, I'll take better care of you.
I'll pay you twice what you're making now.
All right. So you're listening to This Week Live. Join the conversation if you would like, 256-737-9951.
So before you take over and start talking about the local Coleman board and that sort of thing.
Well, I'd almost call it the Coleman waste, but some of this is justified. I'm looking at the city council minutes that I'm going to be reviewing here in a few minutes. So go ahead.
So I am actually going through the last week of schooling. It's finals week. I've been kind of preparing for school more than I've been preparing for the show. So
not this week you haven't.
Hopefully next week I will have a little bit more to talk about. I've got two ideas for majors. I might major in both. One is English, the other is political science. So if anybody's out there listening from the FBI, I will be available to be an analyst in about 2 years. So look me up when I've graduated.
I think you should call us right now and give us all of your secrets. 256-737-9951.
I don't want your secrets. I want a job. I'll be available to be an analyst.
And then you get a job and you won't be able to talk to us anymore.
That's true. That's all right.
But your microphone will still pick up every truck going by out there.
No, that's my chair squeaking.
No, that too.
So, you wanted to talk a little bit about local stuff?
Well, just a few items. I had mentioned...
Oh, I want to talk about one local thing.
Such a close... Okay, go ahead.
Please come and pick up the storm damage remains.
I think they're backed up now because there's leaves everywhere, too.
I don't care. Come pick it up.
I don't care either.
It's all over the place, and it's a mess. Not inside the city, but outside of the city. Please come pick up our stuff.
Yeah, it's not just on our street, too. It's on several different streets. So city sanitation, city mayor, hope you're listening, because those things still need to be done.
Clean up our streets.
Okay.
I want to pave Third Avenue.
Yeah. Well, that, too. What we try to do every now and then on this show, in addition to all of the other things that you've been hearing, we try to keep you sort of tuned in on what is going on in the procedural portions of the county, the city council, the planning commission, what's happening over in the county commission and their various meeting minutes. All of this information is available online. You can look it up yourself, but you have to remember to do it, which is kind of why we're here reminding you to do it. ColemanCity.org, which I notice has a new website up this week. Yay, interesting there. The county website, a little bit unusual, www.co.coleman.al.us. I expect by next week we'll have the next meeting minutes up from their commission meeting. But these particular notes are from the Coleman City Council November 24th meeting, which was just before Christmas. A couple of things that came up.
Thanksgiving.
Just before Thanksgiving, you're right. A couple of things that came up. There was a request from the police chief to purchase Spillman Touch Sight License, whatever that is, from Spillman Technology. That is a $12,692 purchase. I wish I knew what it was. Why don't you go Google that there, Melissa? Spillman Touch, whatever that is. Request from the sanitation superintendent. I bet he's a popular guy right now. He would like to purchase a roll-off truck in the amount of $163,763. Fortunately, that is a used truck, not a new truck, so I feel a little bit better about that. He wants to buy that from Kenworth of Birmingham, Incorporated. Request from the traffic superintendent to purchase various traffic supplies from Temple, Incorporated. Cost there to our taxpayers, $20,825.
Are any of those traffic cameras?
If they are, we're not specific enough to put it in a public meeting notice. So, various traffic supplies. Request from the water superintendent.
Spillman Touch. The Spillman Touch module allows public safety personnel to access records and images, search for data, view dispatch information, and receive calls.
On a Yik Yak app?
So, no, it's a Spillman Touch license is a license for this software.
Okay, and what does the software do again? Accessed
allows public stuff? Service, public safety personnel to access records and images, search for data, view dispatch information, and receive call assignments using a mobile device.
Okay. But we'll get to the mobile devices in a minute because they're going to be spending $20,000 a month with 4G iPads.
A month?
Yeah, I think so.
What a bargain.
We'll get to that. I may be wrong, but we'll get to that. Resolution number, blah, 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 to submit a pre-application for state revolving funds for improvements to the wastewater treatment plant in an amount not to exceed $3.46 million. I actually saw an article on that in the Coleman Times last week. So kudos to our other local media besides Live 95, where you get your news live and local. They covered that. There was another award given to a local company in the budgeted amount of $2,325 to clean up one of the streets that was hard hit in the October storms.
Let it be ours.
It's not. That was just now taken care of, like a week or two ago. That's interesting. On February 20th through February 22nd, there is going to be a severe weather preparedness. You ready for this, Melissa? Sales tax holiday. Apparently, you can go and buy your weather radios tax-free.
I'm not ready for this.
To prepare for severe weather season. Live 95, by the way, going to be covering any and all severe weather that comes through Coleman as long as one of us is in town. To reaffirm the annexation of various lakes into the city limits of Coleman. That's interesting. Namely, Lake George, Lake Catoma, etc. Those are water supply lakes. Huh. I seem to be missing the page of this that covered the cell phones. I remember reading it, but it's not on this particular list. But, you know what? I have a pen and a phone and a laptop, so by golly,
and
I will find it.
And a Google.
And a Google.
So I was just, I'm on Fox News.
This is when I look at you and say, Phil!
Four dead following three shootings in West Virginia schools on lockdown. West Virginia State Police have launched a manhunt for Jody Hunt, the suspect in three shootings that left four people dead, prompting schools in the county to go on lockdown. And I don't believe that he shot any students. I believe that all of his shootings were adults. Probably adults that worked for the schools.
We don't have a motive or anything crazy like that yet.
Well, apparently it's a domestic issue. I read somewhere that somebody had filed a domestic violence report on the guy. And Berkshire filed a domestic violence case against Hunt last month. Court records also indicated there were no protective orders currently in place for Berkshire.
If you're just tuning in, we were kind of covering an event that happened today. Apparently, a school shooting in West Virginia.
So that was me filling. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay.
So I had to go back another week. This is the November 10th meeting minutes of the City Council. And there was a request from a member of the Coleman Downtown Merchants Association for a special permit to hold Christmas in Coleman in the Christmas parade downtown on December the 5th. Now, I can jive with that. Now, this whole Christmas stuff ahead of time, this Christmas in Coleman before Thanksgiving, no. I am very much against that. But I can jive a Christmas parade on December 5th.
Sounds like fun.
That works to me.
Maybe we should be there.
A request from the Information Technology Director to purchase, you ready for this, tough pads.
The 5th is a Friday. Why would they have a parade on Friday?
Why should you work on Friday?
Nobody else can call with us. Is it this year or next year? Because the 5th is Friday.
December 5th, 2014. It is on Friday.
Why?
Why don't you
ask? Is it at night?
It may be. I don't know. It doesn't say. You can Google it. You have a pen and a phone and a laptop.
Whatever.
Coleman County, downtown. The same people that did the event in August that we did. I forget the name of it. Celebrate Coleman. Yep.
So I was a little bit excited about doing that, but now I don't know.
The Information Technology Department will be purchasing not iPads, tough pads for the police department. Again, from Insight.com, not from a local company, but Insight.com.
And then purchasing the Spillman Touch license software.
Yep. Not that we know anybody locally who sells tough pads. I've never heard of a tough pad. But the budgeted amount for the purchase of the tough pads, $33,481.
What a bargain.
Now, that is apparently the one-time purchase. And then we have a request.
For how many?
It doesn't say.
Five?
Apparently we have a lot of police officers. A request from the information technology, this is another item, a request from the information technology director to purchase cellular iPads off of the GSA bid list from Verizon Wireless LLC in the budgeted amount of $13,869. Thank you, Verizon. Maybe you should go buy some Verizon stock. A request from the police chief to purchase an Aviator night vision imaging system, a.k.a. drone, on the GSA bid list from Aviation Specialists Unlimited.
So are they not giving those away from the Pentagon now that they used in Iraq?
I wonder if Aviation Specialties Unlimited is a local company.
I think that you guys are doing it wrong. You need to get an in at the Pentagon, and then you can get all this stuff for free.
In the budgeted amount of $10,532.45.
What a bargain.
It is 5:50. We have to take a break again, in which case we'll come back. I will probably finish off this list. Probably got a minute or two for your phone calls as well, if you'd like to give us a call. This is This Week Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman. We'll be right back. I am so excited. I have new news here. For you know what I see in the next portion of this? I see information and jobs awarded to local companies. I am so happy. More on that in just a minute. Just pretend.
This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this. And this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Lenny Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM Coleman's Independent Radio.
Yeah.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Ayers Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance agent.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Cullman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
Stop the music.
Stop.
I just read. I'm trying to confirm now. Breaking news. Idina Menzel claims that Frozen 2 is in the works.
Dum, 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 dum.
Women and little girls everywhere are squealing right now. Frozen 2 is a go.
And the man across the table from you was like, come on, give me another Star Trek movie or something.
Yeah. He's like rolling his eyes. Girls, something to be excited and happy about. Frozen 2.
So speaking of validating things, the items that I'm mentioning to you are very easy to validate. ColemanCity.com. All of this is available online. As I mentioned a moment ago, apparently some local companies are getting some business. It's kind of interesting because the same local companies keep coming up on the list. Imagine that. If you are another local company and you're not showing up on this list, maybe you should bid for some stuff. Might be a good concept. Water and sewer line relocations happening around County Road 222. Congratulations, Cullman County, on getting a new interstate interchange. That is going.
We're so excited about that.
That is going to the local lowest responsible bidder of Carcel MG Construction LLC in the very inexpensive amount of $769,557.
What a bargain! We should get two.
$769,557.65.
One on each side.
We have award for an SUV. Ta-da! Who is getting the brand spanking new SUV from Bill Smith Buick GMC? I still would like to know why we always have to buy new vehicles, because I know we can buy used vehicles much less. It's going to Risk Management. What does Risk Management do, Melissa?
They manage risks.
Hmm.
Were we going to play the Star Spangled Banner?
Were we?
Were we? I'm going to Google that. Well, we can end with the Canadian hockey plans, hockey fans singing.
There's an agreement with St. John and Associates, who provides professional engineering services, and that is going to be related to the long overdue Eva Road Bridge project. That's exciting. And the amount not to exceed $35,400. That is solely for engineering services, I believe. So isn't that like pen on paper kind of stuff, I think? Mm-hmm. Rezoning some property on 3rd Street Southeast, going from residential to business. That received a favorable recommendation from the City Planning Commission, so I guess that's a good thing. Similar rezonings occurring around Cleveland Avenue and Dripping Springs Road, going from residential R3 to residential R4. Not sure exactly what that is. My theory was it had something to do with the shopping center, but it's not going business, it's staying residential. So that's interesting. Additional property along 10th Street Northeast being vacated. Apparently it is not needed for any public or municipal purpose, and it was available if needed. So it's being vacated. Some more property being vacated or annexed in various areas. And that's pretty much it. So you want to give us a little background on this story? Should I give a little background on this story? Yeah, I don't know if that will reach you or not over there.
Okay, so apparently at a hockey game in Toronto, When American teams play Canadian teams, or Canadian teams play American teams in America, vice versa, in hockey, they always sing both national anthems. So this is not new to Canadian hockey fans. They often hear the American national anthem, because there are only like 4 or 5 hockey teams actually left in Canada. So
they beat the rest of them up.
So when Canadian teams play hockey, they generally hear the American and Canadian national anthems. So when a microphone went down at a Toronto Maple Leafs versus, I believe it was the Nashville Predators, who we went to see last year and are planning to go see again this year for my birthday. When the microphone went down.
We'll have to talk about that, because you wouldn't let me play It's My Birthday on the radio station all day for my birthday.
Not all day. Gosh. Okay, ego much. When the microphone went down in the middle of the national anthem, this is what happened.
Streaming and the Rocky Train.
That is pretty cool.
Gives you chill bumps a little bit, doesn't it, that the Canadians know our national anthem. I bet 5 people out there in our listening area couldn't tell you.
Canada! Yeah,
I can sing a little bit of it because I've watched so much hockey myself.
I've played it in community band a few times. Speaking of which, community band, Monday night, 6:30, Coleman Middle School Band Room. Be there or be square.
I'll be square.
Heavy sigh.
But I will be there to watch the
concert,
program,
which is like 2 weeks from Monday, I think. Yep. So anyway, that will pretty much do it for This Week Live. Imagine that.
Okay. Had a great time. But still under pressure for finals week, so.
Yep. Good luck on finals week.
Maybe next week will be better.
Well, I'm going to ambush you later this week with future advertising plans and station things. It'll be fun.
Well, get your stuff together with your Christmas music, and then we'll talk. Oh, snap.
Anytime you'd like to participate in This Week Live, give us a call, 256-737-9951. If you only caught part of the show, go to live95coleman.com, click on demand, download the show, and listen to your great listening enjoyment of a repeat of This Week Live.
We'll see you. If you would like to sponsor this show, we can be reached at studio@live95coleman.com.
Yeah, that would be really good. And we'll see you next Monday.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Hey, we could play Disc Jockey. So now you've got music from the Ataris.
The Ataris.
The Ataris. I used to have one of those. It's a remake of Boys of Summer on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.